Hello and welcome to Football Portal. My name is Saru and Tanush Baru is here.
What's up?
During the International Week, what did you do, Baru?
It's
still going on.
I don't know. I lost track of time, man. I was in bed for like 7 days straight.
I've attended 2 weddings. Just getting
don't
done.
Don't complete that sentence.
Getting done.
Because the funeral was what I attended.
Should we just stop the podcast?
1 minute silence.
Go away. All right. We also have two friends of ours, Richard.
Yo.
And Abhishek.
What's up?
Because Richard really liked us in the last episode where, you know, we spoke about the history of Manchester United. And he said, this is the show I need to be on.
Yeah, we've inspired him to take up the microphone.
And yeah. I don't know why Abhishek is here.
Yeah, he's just a plus one.
I'm just a plus one.
Oh, no. There's a reason. Because we are going to record the FPL episode as well. And he's conned us into thinking is better than Kumarka now. All right, guys. So it's the international break. I haven't seen any games. We really don't care if you guys have seen any games. So let's just talk about the topic at hand: the worst Premier League signings ever.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So the first half of the show is going to be that. So it is like you don't really have to. You can do club wise. You can just think value wise, or you just don't even like the player. So that way, right? To start things off, Baru. Let's go with your favorite club, Arsenal, just to like to kick off the conversation. who do you think is the worst signing ever Arsenal's had?
And I think...
Don't do like 50-60s, just like, you know.
Yeah, I think Skilacci was probably the worst that I can think of right now. He came, I think, in the same transfer window as Koscielny.
Probably.
And it was around the same time, and he was actually starting games for Arsenal, and he was... the precursor to Skodran Mustafi.
Yeah, his dad.
He was what the guy who warmed Arsenal players up to bad defending after that amazing era of, like, you know, defenders that we had before that.
Who were they?
Come on, we had our...
Don't come on, I'm asking you genuinely.
Justin Hoyt.
Who were they?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather take Justin Hoyt over Sebastian Skilacci, man. With our Ashley Coles and...
Lauren.
Oh, Snake. He was such a
dude,
snake.
That backline, especially after the Tony Adams, Dixon backline before that.
So you had...
It continued like the
Sol
tradition.
Campbell, Lauren and Ashley Cole. Who was the other centre-back? Because Lauren used to play right back, no? See, even you don't remember.
Who was that?
There was Martin Keown as well, as a substitute, probably.
He stopped playing in 98, wasn't he?
No,
he
was there. He was there.
Matthew Upson.
Upson was, yeah.
The West Ham guy.
Yeah.
He was there.
He's an Arsenal guy, actually.
Originally.
Oh, what they would do to get him back. And why I thought of this topic was, you know, I was just going through the list of players and everyone's like, this is like the worst Manchester United squad ever. And I was like, really? I mean, there was Jimba, Cleverson, Bebe.
Obertan.
Yeah.
I think most of the players... or Man United players on that list.
Did Man United win the league in 2008 with the worst side ever?
Dude, they've always been winning the league with the worst side ever. So it does not. So that just shows what they. I mean, they used to buy referees, but then that stopped now.
Yeah.
All right, but if, like Richard, how do you define a worst signing? If an 8 million buy really does not play. Is that a worse signing? Or Alexis Sanchez to Manchester United, is that a worse signing? Like, what is worse comfort to for these both?
I mean, for me, the worst signing would be you not doing your job.
Dude, most of
so if Alexis Sanchez.
Yeah, he's the worst signing. He didn't do what he was supposed to do.
What was he supposed to do?
Score goals.
Play the piano.
Piano FC.
Yeah, and we haven't seen him play the piano after that.
No, he did a good job with that.
Yeah, but he's not doing it anymore.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
So.
Yeah. He showed us the dreams that, you know, Sanchez is going to be playing the piano throughout the season or something, but he didn't.
Who showed you the dreams, this?
Yeah, they showed it in the trailer. Signing video was like...
All right,
that was the most expensive video.
Yeah, sticking to Sanchez, right?
Yeah.
He is probably, like, in the last decade, would you say the worst signing Manchester United has had?
Yeah, for sure. I think he left Arsenal when he was not in his prime. He played the first half of the season. I think he was a January transfer.
He was a January
So the first six
but
months...
But how does the not being in prime explain his performance on the international stage?
Like, he's not doing...
No, he won two... what do you call those?
But that is before...
Copa America.
That's before joining Manchester United, dude.
No, he joined one in Arsenal. I mean, he won one in Arsenal. And then he won one...
Post.
They had a Copa America like 2 years in a row, right? The centenary edition.
Yeah.
So he won that when he was in United. Even then, they defeated Argentina or something, I think. And he was playing pretty well.
Yeah, he scored
on
two
the international
penalties
stage.
In that. And
his, just because he's scoring penalties and not missing them, I mean, you should be happy with that.
So are you saying that Rashford is a worse player than Sanchez?
I think Lingard is worse than Sanchez, man.
Oh, yeah.
Abhishek, as an Arsenal fan, we can't talk about Lingard, man.
Yeah, apart from Arsenal games, let's talk about Lingard, right? He's obviously not been signed.
Yeah.
So you can't even categorize him as a really bad
player. He's a young guy. He's a young guy, man.
Still.
कहीं से तो साइन किया होगा यार. He must have bought him from I don't know.
घर से
आया. Young boys something.
Young boys. घर से आया है लिंगार्ड.
He played on loan at Birmingham, I think.
Yeah. Ah, let's call it that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, like, if I were to ask you to list like five bad signings you can think of, like top of your head, who would they
well,
be?
Well, since I watch Arsenal a lot, let's just continue. There one last guy.
Yeah.
Yaya Sanogo. Oh. There's a reason behind it.
Isn't he still an Arsenal player and just injured or something?
No, he's there somewhere. So he was signed after the Under-20 World Cup win which France had.
Hmm.
Now that France team had Pogba, had Areola, had Thoivin, what do you call him?
Yeah, yeah. The Florent Thoivin. Yeah.
Had Kondogbia.
Huh.
But who do we get? Sanogo. So many good players, but no, we'll get Sanogo.
And didn't Sanogo score like 4 goals in the Emirates Cup or something, like in one match?
Yeah, yeah, Ben. Some team.
He had a good debut. Scored a hat trick and did a weird celebration.
So Sanogo, did he even play for Arsenal? Like,
yeah, he scored against Dortmund.
In what?
In the Champions League.
Really?
Yes.
Back in the day.
Oh God.
But then we got promoted to the Europa League.
When
primary.
I was in college, maybe some.
So Yaya Sanogo is the top of your mind.
And also the Mkhitaryan Sanchez swap. I don't think there's a winner in that situation.
Yeah,
both of them lost.
It was probably the worst.
The worst swap in history.
Both of them were doing fine in that club. You know, like,
yeah.
I think Mkhitaryan he started the season on track to. He was getting an assist every game.
Yeah.
And then that swap happened, and then.
That was that.
I
think Man United fans were very optimistic about Sanchez coming in, but Arsenal fans weren't.
Yeah.
Dude, Manu fans stage. Thought he was another RVP. At 29, picking him up, that's a league title. But
club captain and whatnot.
Yeah. Do you guys, if you have to go back a little, there was a player called Ali Dia.
Oh, yeah. He's traditionally the worst player.
The worst player, man. So
but do you know his claim to fame?
He got a call from.
No.
No, he didn't get a call. So
no, he convinced. That's how he got signed, right?
He convinced Graham Souness on a phone call that he's George Weah.
Yep.
That's one of those Nigerian lottery winning calls.
So,
like,
I mean.
Yeah, I don't know why Nigeria gets all the players from. I don't know. Like he's Senegal. Yeah. No, he's Senegal.
Ali Dia? I don't know.
Yeah, they've described his debut pretty well, actually. 53 minutes of aimless running.
But I thought in his debut he came on as a substitute and then ran back as a, like, he was substituted as well, like, you
know. Souness called him out, like,
because he couldn't. How can a manager get convinced on a phone call ki ye to, like,
what? You baat karo, baat karo. George Weah. Oh, haan, I'm George Weah. Oh, okay. Brilliant, wow.
Did George Weah ever comment on Ali Dia? Like,
yeah, I mean, that should be a thing, right?
Yeah, so like Southampton,
they actually cancelled his contract like 2 weeks into it.
Two weeks?
14
yeah,
days. They took 14 days to get convinced that he's not George Weah's cousin. So when Graham Souness goes on TV and says, oh, there's no director of football, there's no direction in this club, and all of that, he's the guy who got convinced on the phone call. Yeah, but Richard, coming back, Anderson, do you remember that?
I'm a fan. You can hate me all you want, but
we don't, dude. Given your situation, it's just sympathy and pity. Yeah. But why do you like Anderson? Is it because his dogged refusal to learn English?
No, I think he did a good job. Forget about the goals. He might have scored around 9-10 goals.
He scored a screamer in one of the games that I remember, right? A winner.
Yeah, Champions League.
It's funny how most of United fans' perceptions about the players is how good they are.
I thought
it's because they played against Arsenal like one game or two games like really well. Nani, I still remember that dolphin, just taking the piss out of Arsenal.
Yeah, but
five people.
But what if
Anderson distracted? Who was your keeper, man, at that time? Who's current?
Chesney.
Chesney, yeah. So
what?
During a free kick, Anderson goes in front of Szczesny and distracts him, makes funny faces and all that. He scores a goal, man. Like 8-2 win, yeah. Good job done there, man.
They had to distract Szczesny.
Exactly. To get
in
a
that
goal.
Match. Wow.
In that match, yeah.
Was and it goal number one? Is that what, like...
It's one of the 8 goals scored against Arsenal.
Like, I mean, that...
They had to distract him.
That match probably showed Arsenal was in decline, but that was the beginning of Manchester United's decline. Mm, yeah. That they had to distract Szczesny.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, Szczesny plays for Juventus right now.
Yeah. He's so good. I mean, you guys like up buying players and selling the good ones,
yeah,
also.
We sell the good ones and buy the bad ones. Look at Serge Gnabry right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Serge Gnabry was a bad player, right?
He was a bad player at the time.
I always liked him.
He was a good player, but at that
time. It's again surprising how every fan suddenly, when a player starts doing well always liked. Like Manchester United fans, when Diego Forlan started doing well, they're like, oh God, he was such a good player, dude. Yes. I loved him.
No, I still say that Henry Lansbury, Jack Wilshere, in that batch. And then Serge Gnabry and Ozyakub.
Yeah.
All could have been. If they'd left Arsenal earlier, no, they would have been like major stars right now.
If they left
Arsenal. But they spent too long at Arsenal. Henry Lansbury, Jack Wilshere, Ozyakub.
Is that what Carl Jenkinson decided to leave Arsenal early?
It's not like.
All right. So, Abhishek, Serge Gnabry. Yeah. So, do you think he was a bad player at Arsenal? At West Brom, Tony Pulis thought he didn't even fit Premier League.
He didn't fit Tony Pulis' style of play.
He wasn't ready at the time. So
because he was like a midfielder at that point, and Tony Pulis never had a midfield game. It was all Route A football over the heads. So,
really? Yeah.
Firstly, he wasn't given the chance at Arsenal, obviously not. Hmm. And West Brom, you're shockingly not getting a chance in West Brom. So, like most other young players, you decide to leave. I don't blame Arsenal for this.
And plus,
one.
He had a good... Olympics.
With Germany.
You know, with Germany. And that you probably convinced him, you know, might just go back home or something.
Yeah.
I think he went to Werder Bremen or somewhere. No,
yeah.
Okay. So, which is the worst transfer? Like, let's talk about Liverpool a little.
Oh, yeah. They love spending money at one point. They used
Andy
to.
Carroll?
Andy 35.
So, Andy Carroll to Liverpool or Christian Benteke to Liverpool? Which was worse?
Crystal Palace buying Benteke for 30 million is worse.
word.
How?
Yeah, so I mean, just to talk, what do you think clubs like? How do clubs decide to buy some players? Like, you know, Andy Carroll to Liverpool. Why do you think that ever went through?
Kenny Dalglish, worst manager ever.
English player, overrated.
Yeah, overrated,
as usual.
So I think we all know all the English players are overrated, right?
Yeah.
So why would you still fall for that trap?
I think that was just Kenny Dalglish's, you know, best managerial managerial move ever. I think he bought
Stuart Downing.
Yeah, he did that.
Charlie Adam.
Oh God!
Oh no! It just gets worse.
Even Lallana didn't work out, right?
He played well for one season. Yeah. You can't call him a really bad signing, dude.
He was decent.
He was decent for
Under Klopp, he did pretty well.
Yeah, I was. I'm just looking at a website where Sebastian Skulacci is the 33rd worst signing. So, and there's so many Liverpool guys. El Hadji Diouf.
I
remember he spat on someone, right?
Oh,
he had some scene.
Oh, that's why he became a bad signing.
FC Goa legend Andre Santos.
Number 31.
Worse than Skulacci, it seems.
Is Danny Drinkwater to Chelsea is rated at number 35 million. Some of the money that's just wasted now. It's unbelievable. Like this whole United thing, I was reading this article where basically Fred no one wanted at United, and Ed Woodward told Mourinho, Fred, and he said, I may not get any other midfielder, so I'll just take what I get, and he bought Fred. So basically Fred has been in club from day one that no one wanted him.
Wow. Imagine how it feels being him, right? I'm at a club, no one wants me, but...
Yeah, imagine his Twitter mentions. Do you think players get affected by Twitter? Like, do you know if there's any player who started off bad and got pelted by fans, but finally come good at a club?
Darren Gibson?
Who the hell is that guy, man? Who is he?
Who is that?
Man, he got so much hate on Twitter, scored some decent goals for Man United, and then was... moved off to
his family business of making guitars.
Did a decent job at Everton though after that. So
no, but I'm talking about the same club, not after moving the club. Let's say someone who started off really bad for the first 6 months, 8 months, But finally come good, like, you know how Mustafi is doing right now at Arsenal.
Are you still watching?
Like, he got abused, but come on.
No, he's doing fine.
Yeah.
Three clean sheets, man. What the hell?
Europa, we'll wait for it. But he's not as bad as he seems, as people call him to be.
He's actually like, some interview recently, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Where he's like, initially I understood the, you know, because I knew I was making mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I accepted those mistakes. But then people started blaming me in matches I wasn't not playing. Really. I'm like, oh man, that's so bad.
Yeah, that is so sad, right?
But he needs to know that he has this one, you know, a hardcore supporter of his in India.
I love him. I don't know. I mean, like,
Saro actually found these stats where it said that he was better than Virgil van Dijk and whatnot.
Oh yeah,
he was
in Germany. Yeah.
Is no,
no,
now
certain stats, blocks, just clearances.
You need to check the Twitter thread, man.
There's no Twitter thread, dude. There's actual
this
stats.
This is from Squawka.
Interceptions, blocks, tackles, everything is like way better than Virgil van Dijk. I think what it hides is, you know, Virgil van Dijk didn't have to do all that. Like, there was a defensive midfielder.
Correct.
And yeah. I don't know who was Arsenal defensive midfielder.
Coquelin.
Coquelin still.
We had Bunty, no?
Bunty started only like last year, right?
Yeah, so but even last year only.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, before we move on to our like top worst signings ever, do you guys remember Joe?
Oh yeah, Man City, right?
Yeah. Brazilian guy.
Yeah, he did well at Everton, and that's why he got into.
Why are all these guys not coming to India to play in ISL?
I'm more worried about why these Brazilians and don't sound like Brazilians anymore.
Joe,
even Fred is Brazilian.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's with these names?
Oh, on the same thing. What's Josh King's nationality?
Norwegian.
Yes.
Ooh.
Baru didn't know that. Yeah, he's Norwegian. He's got a goal. So, I mean, when we talk about fantasy, we can probably mention he's in a stretch vein of form or something.
Wow. Hitting a good patch.
Yeah, I was okay. Top 10, according to this website, the top 10 is Veron.
What?
Yeah, definitely.
No, man.
Torres.
Really? No, he was decent.
He just skies every shot.
No.
Look
man.
At the money they spent on Veron. How can you say it was not a bad signing for United?
Again, he didn't shit the bed. Sorry, but
you can say whatever. Okay. Last podcast we start with bastard hello. So
yeah, everything's fine. Just don't say.
Oh, without context.
Yeah. Yeah, it was beeped out last time.
All right, number nine, Abhishek Torres to Chelsea.
Chelsea, 50 million.
Yeah, that was a colossal waste. Number eight, Andy Carroll to Liverpool.
It
happened the same day. Carroll came. That day must have been really bad for scouts.
Flag day in football.
Oh, number seven is some guy called Andreas Cornelius.
Hey, I've heard this name.
Cardiff City, Solskjaer. Yo, guys.
Might join Man U next season.
Hello.
Oh, number six, Balaban. Ye kon hai? Aston Villa 2001-2, I'm sure. Number 5 is Bebe.
Played one game though, I think. Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Played more than one.
Took
game.
A shot.
The bottom line is this: one of the strangest transfers in history. Manchester United bought in a completely unknown Bebe for an average sum at the time. But when Sir Alex Ferguson admitted he had never seen Bebe play, it became apparent something was wrong. He only appeared twice for Manchester United and was loaned out several times. Somehow United recouped the money when the club sold him several years later. That's amazing. Number 4 is Adrian Mutu to Chelsea. I mean, he couldn't even play. He took cocaine.
He was banned, right?
No, after then again, he moved out of Chelsea, then he filed a case against Chelsea. So there were like a lot of hassle. Number 3 is Di Maria to United.
Yeah.
I just have a question, dude. Like, there's so many bad United signings.
Exactly.
Why the fuck couldn't you guys buy Mourinho or another defender when he signed two bad ones?
Ed Woodward, baby.
Okay. Number 2, Shiv Shankar to Chelsea.
Oh, what a player he was, man. Before Chelsea, man.
Yeah.
I still remember those infographics that I think ESPN or Star Sports, someone used to publish. Favorite players or something in each area of Europe.
Okay.
And most of it used to be like Shevchenko before he joined Chelsea.
Wow.
Like Henri, Shevchenko, Shevchenko.
That's
why would you spoil someone's career like this? Twice, Fernando Torres.
Hmm.
What's wrong? Like, why? Chelsea, why?
You don't need those strikers. They're bad. What is Shiv Shankar? He couldn't even win a Champions League after taking a 3-goal lead. Didn't he miss the penalty also in that final?
Yeah.
God, what a loser. He's like the Rashford. White Rashford is.
Okay.
White Rashford.
All right. The worst. Supposedly the worst is Jozy Altidore.
Yeah, oh, I hate that guy. No.
Finally, some reaction. Yeah. So, before we take a break, why don't you say why you hate Jozy Altidore?
He's like...
He's a Sunderland player, so you didn't even have to have that emotional about it.
No, man. He's MILSK 2.0, man. That guy doesn't do shit in front of the goal.
He's physical,
disappointing.
Bro.
He's just big guy, runs with the ball and then loses it.
So, Sean Wright Phillips is a small guy who ran with the ball. He's not in the top 20 worst signings, right? That can. Do you remember Jozy Altidore?
Of course.
Yeah. Did he score a goal against Arsenal?
Also American.
He was close.
He hit a post or something.
Too many shots in the sky.
All right, I think we've gone on. We'll take a break right now.
Yeah.
This weekend is Manchester United versus Liverpool. Or is it Liverpool versus Manchester
United? Manchester United.
Doesn't matter.
The result is,
I think a draw. It'll be like a nil-nil. Just to give you hope, Richard. You know, it can't.
No,
be
man,
bad.
I've accepted reality. I'm imagining life in
his
the championship.
His eyes have already gone out of focus.
All right, so we'll take a break right now, and after that, let's start talking about that,
yeah,
which was once supposed to be the biggest fixture of Premier League. All right, stay tuned to Football Total. Welcome back to Football Twaddle. My name is Saru, Baru, Richard, Abhishek here.
Yo.
Alright, so as we discussed before the break, Manchester United versus Liverpool. To give you some hope, and that Manchester United defense hasn't been that bad.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, whatever.
So if anything, they can still get a draw against Liverpool. I don't think they're doing well. Like, Sheffield gave them a run for their money.
Yeah.
So why can't Manchester United win draw? That's the question to you. Are you worse than Sheffield?
I might have to agree to that.
At home?
5-0. We're getting hammered. But I'm just hoping Van Bissaka comes back.
What's his injury status?
I'm not really sure about that, to be honest. But he's
and
not been playing.
And what happened to Luke Shaw? Has he been like kicked out or what is it? Or is he injured?
He is injured. That's why Mr. Ashley Young is deputizing.
Oh my God.
That's one player I don't understand the abuse he gets. He
a man tries.
Yeah,
a man can only try.
Of course.
Yeah. So what do you think, man? The game which was supposed to be like the biggest, whatever has happened to Manchester United that they can't even seem to score a goal. What's wrong? Why can't they score a goal? Is it because Pogba is not there to supply?
I think it's a mentality issue. We have a good squad on paper, but I don't know why they're not able to execute certain things. Daniel James seems to be doing a good job. He's fresh from another club. Plus, he's young and he seems to be hungry, you know. So, you can see that on the pitch. But when it comes to the other guys, I'm not really convinced, man. They may be good players, but I just think it's a mentality issue.
Yeah, so, when you say James is fresh, that means he's not like a United player.
Exactly.
Yet.
Yeah.
So, they haven't spoiled him yet.
Yes.
Just wow. Wait.
Yep.
I just love how like in the past few days you've been seeing all these memes about United scoring like only one, like the best goal in September for United happened in October.
Really?
Yes. McTominay scored against Arsenal in October.
That was not in September.
Because the only goal in September was this one penalty kick that Rashford took.
No, but then in certain time zones that happened in September, you know. So let's consider that.
Football Twaddle is based in India. And most of our listenership is from Cambodia. So
The joke's
good for everyone.
We are huge there. That's why we don't go to Angkor Wat. But so I thought
they had only two goals. One was McTominay, which was that
amazing
deflection
goal. Oh, it was a really good goal.
Good goal.
Socrates assisted it in. Anyway, and the other one was the penalty for Rashford.
Yeah.
So the goal of the month was?
The penalty.
The penalty.
No. McTominay.
So Manchester United basically chose the October 1st goal. That's pretty awesome. That is why Ed Woodward needs to be at the club. He knows how to manage these things.
Can't even get the best goal of the month in the same month anymore. Right?
It's that bad.
How? This is like one of those filing your taxes. Are you thoda extend kar diya, thoda extend kar diya. Just keep filing, pushing the date ahead so that you can get some more shit inside.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Like IRCTC booking also, you could say. No. You don't know what happened. They increased. Tatkal was earlier 90 days. Then I think Lalu or someone made it 120 days before you could book. And so
why saying Tatkal then? Tatkal is one day before.
What do you call that? Something. You could
the booking window.
The
basically.
Booking window. From 90 to 120 he made it. So people booked a lot, and that year Railways was profitable. And he's like, look, I've changed it around Harvard game. Talking to Lalu. So
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Abhishek, how as an Arsenal fan do you see this? How happy are you at this Manchester United meltdown?
So
more than the club, you're happy that the fans are just like...
Yeah, so I'll tell you one, like how the experience Arsenal fans get. So I meet someone new, they ask me, who do you support? So I smile and say, Arsenal. I know something's going to come. So now when I ask, who do you support? The Man U person usually walks smugly. And now this guy's like, Man U. It's worse than Arsenal, so it's good. At the same time, the Liverpool guys are suddenly come from the dead.
Oh,
I have
yeah.
not seen these people in the past 5 years.
Yeah, man.
There's so many.
A friend of annoying. Us, a friend of us moved from Liverpool, supporting Liverpool to Manchester City after he changed jobs. So they're like, "Acha, he's always been a Manchester City supporter." But yeah, so you've always been, now come on, now is the time, right? That club is going down. We need to basically like ensure that for the next 30 years they become like a Liverpool winning one Champions League in like
in forever
in 2025 or 2026.
But I don't think United are going to go down because they have too much money, man. They're going to get sorted soon. Someone's going to put 300 million buy four players and Ole.
300 million they'll buy Kane, man. Probably like
oh yeah,
yeah.
Did you see that whole thing
yeah,
on
dude.
Twitter where they said spend 500 million and this should look, this is the new United. They had Harry Kane, then
Sancho.
They had Sancho's, then they had Koulibaly.
Harry yeah. Kane was valued at 200 million.
Yeah.
Madison.
The, yeah, Madison. Like, you know, the thought is so less that you have 700 f***ing million and you think I'll buy a Leicester player still.
Chilwell.
Yeah, that Chilwell in the team.
He's a good player though, but yeah.
I give you unlimited amount of money. Who would you buy? Ben Chilwell.
You know what? Ed Woodward should put his money. If he can choose an October goal as goal of the month, he would rather give money to the Premier League and have 21 teams, man, just to save Man United.
I think they should buy Leicester City, man.
They should buy.
Oh yeah, they should.
Maguire, Ben Chilwell, Madison. Slowly badal do
Jamie Vardy.
Mm. Yeah. Vardy.
Yeah, they play together, so
make it your feeder yeah, they play together. Yeah, just yeah. get Brendan as well. No,
Brendan just, still a better option.
Just rename man. The clubs, man. Tum log hamara naam le lo, hum tumhara le.
Leicester United.
Leicester United.
All you'll have to do is just change the bus driver for the buses, right? Baki wo apna route follow karega.
Play at King Power also. That may still bring good luck.
I'll have to change my tattoo. What do you say?
You have an Old Trafford tattoo.
No, Man United logo.
Oh, I thought he had like a Vodafone tattoo.
What did
hello,
you
man.
Because King Pa.
Yeah. So, what do you expect at United versus Liverpool?
See, I know United is capable of getting a 0-0 draw because they've done that 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's 3-1.
But when they did it 2 years ago, the United fans was what is their chant? Attack, 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 or whatever, right?
Yeah,
so they don't do that anymore.
It'll be bachao, bachao, bachao,
bachao, bachao, bachao.
Yeah. So and let's talk about Arsenal. They play Sheffield United.
Tricky away game because Emery tactics. He's scared of
playing Ozil.
Yeah. Why is he so scared of Ozil? Like, what does Ozil have on him?
So someone was saying Ozil paid one of the under 18 coaches 15k.
Not someone, isn't that like official, like
yeah, I mean,
a proper
one of the coaches, he paid them 15-20 grand and told them ki, just tell them I trained hard.
Yeah.
And of course that guy told Emery, look at this. So they have kind of disciplined him in this way where,
but what is the discipline?
I won't play you. You don't work hard. So you're not going to play.
Will Ozil not turn around and say, you anyway don't play me, so f*** you, I'm not even going to train.
There was a stat that came out today by Orbino on Twitter that said that in Unai Emery's term, the guy with the highest chances created is Mesut Ozil. Even though he's not getting to play, he's still the highest. He's like 46
really?
Key chances in.
Wow. When did he play to create these 46 chances?
I think Europa League.
Yeah, even yeah, that yeah. he doesn't play. Why? Like
he didn't even make it to the bench. Man.
That's horrible. They want to throw him out. So that's...
He's evidently like a league apart, man.
Yeah.
He's got Fortnite issues.
Oh, yeah. yeah. But he still managed to perform, man. Why do you care if he doesn't run in training? It's fine.
He was good in preseason as well.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, what I don't get is that, you
with
know,
this level of like training and like laziness, he's still delivering... What's your problem?
Yeah, what's the point of just running around?
And critics are like, what are you going to do with key chances created? How else would goals come, man?
Exactly.
I
mean,
oh, I read it on Twitter somewhere that, you know, when someone pointed out about Manchester United, when in their heyday of OGS, when they just beat PSG, right?
Last season. Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, last season. They
Ghar le le, statue le le, paisa le le. Here's my car keys.
No, so someone actually wrote on Twitter that, you know, even then, supposedly, their expected goals, whatever is the measure, and compared to the goals they were scoring, there was a skew. A big skew in it, and people said that, you know, it is like unreal, it has to come back to normal at some point.
Mm-hmm. And the pookie.
And people on Twitter were like, we just won against Paris away, Chelsea away, I mean, just let him sign it, you guys, what is who cares about expected goals, look at, we are winning. And all the same guys are coming back now and say, oh yeah, there were deep rooted problems in the club, right? So the same way with Ozil, why can't he just see that there's 46 key passes? Like, what is his problem with Ozil?
Yeah, imagine like...
That he can't even keep him on the bench. Dude, at any other club, it's a big issue. Mm-hmm. If your highest paid player, who is on like 400 grand or whatever a week,
350.
He's not even on the bench.
Hi. Hi, Manchester United.
Yeah. Piano man.
Manchester United.
He's not even on the bench of their bench anymore, but they're still paying for him.
United highest paid player is on the bench of Inter Milan. Yeah.
Suspended for a game there.
Oh,
and
man.
His only goal was where he hit his back and went to the goal and he celebrated like he scored it. I heard like the funniest thing I've seen, dude.
That smoky look celebration, man. Was like looking around.
He prayed to God.
Miracle.
His voice played well.
Inshallah. Wow. Voice played well, he did.
Oh man.
And then
Sanchez,
he was dropped.
What a meme,
he was
what
dropped
a
the meme. Next game. Yeah. So you think Emery is getting a free pass for this Ozil bullshit?
Yeah, because I think he wants people who run.
What?
He wants workhorses, like,
dude, everyone
right from the start to the back.
Doesn't Ozil also run like,
he does
10 kilometers? He jogs 10 kilometers in 70. He's not bad.
His stats,
Ozil does track back a lot,
but it can't be seen in the game, evidently. So this guy will bench him.
His demeanor, I think, plays a.
And I think the board has
Mexico versus Germany.
We saw Mexico versus Germany. Ozil ended the game as a defensive midfielder. The amount he ran, I think he had the highest stat for running and sprints and everything in the game. They lost, but then he was made into a makeshift defensive midfielder, and he did. He was everywhere. Come on,
I have a feeling the board has told him to freeze him out because he's too expensive, and they want to get a wage structure in where they don't pay so much money. So this is the way to get someone out. This is the way, and he's one of Wenger's last signings. He's the last Wenger legacy player remaining in the club. So
really,
yeah. There was a photo I saw like yesterday of the FA Cup win in 2014 or something. Hmm. This guy is the last guy there. Ozil. Everyone else is out. Arteta, motorcycle, Jai. Name it.
Wow. Dude, yeah. That's some heavy cleanup, yeah.
Outfield player. We've still got Emi Martinez. So.
Oh, yeah. Legend.
Who is this?
The keeper.
You guys just keep bringing up new names.
This guy actually like changed his name from Damien Martinez
to Emiliano.
Because Damien like had echoes of the Omen, the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't know. You really? Don't watch horror movies.
No, I don't.
No.
But you don't want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Mm.
Cool.
Yo, but he got a call up for Argentina now.
Yeah.
So because of the name change.
Well,
that's also weird. I mean, they have
the name changed like 10 years back.
They have Otamendi as a centre back, so they can keep anyone as keeper. It really doesn't matter. All right. The last question on this: is Liverpool's title to lose? Right.
Yeah.
You don't think that they're going to fuck up like last season where they had an 8-point lead and Man City won it?
No, I don't think so. Not this year.
They're still on 8 points ahead, right?
Yeah. They're just so about they're 8 points. Yeah, they're at that
point.
Yeah.
I think something similar like Kumar had mentioned last week. So they are, it's the same place, same distance, 8 points and all.
Yeah.
But that time they fucked up too late to recover.
Yeah.
This time they can fuck up earlier on and then recover and win it anyway, man. Like, look at City, man. They're losing toward Wolves.
They're only getting Alisson back now. So they're going to get stronger, Liverpool, anyway. And City doesn't have Laporte, doesn't have Otamendi. Has Fernandinho playing centre half.
What a team. That shows money doesn't solve problems.
Yeah, they're still just 1 point ahead of Arsenal. What were they thinking? What's happening in the management boardroom for City right now? They're like, where are we on the table? 1 point ahead of Arsenal.
But as an Arsenal fan, how do you feel like being at third place? Are you going to go up or go down?
It's very uncomfortable, dude.
He just wants to move one place down.
Yeah. We want to go back to fourth place. That's where Manikchand's fourth place
will be. Topo.
We should do that, man. So Tottenham versus Watford.
Let's
guys.
Just like shoot a letter to
Manikchand.
To EPL. Why do you even want to bring Manikchand into this?
Abhe,
we'll just shoot a letter to EPL that we are from Manikchand. We want to sponsor the fourth place.
Write to Graham Souness. He'll believe you.
Yeah, speak to Mr. Manikchand.
Hello. Mr. Manik.
Oh, yeah.
We're just telling him you want to buy a club.
We've got Mr. Bond like sponsor. As a brand ambassador
yeah.
or something.
Oh, yeah,
was
yeah,
it
yeah.
Rajnikanth or Manikchand?
It doesn't matter.
Some pan masala, man.
No tobacco.
I thought it was not tobacco. No, yeah, isn't that what they said?
No tobacco.
Achha, very nice. So at the end of let's say mid season, let's say and after 19 games, okay. Who are your top four going to be?
Liverpool, City, not Arsenal.
Come on.
Okay, Arsenal.
Not Leicester. And there won't be Leicester in that top four. Come
I
on,
think
dude.
Wolves, man, they'll shock us all.
Like last season.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is this the turning point of Wolves?
Wolves, man, yeah.
Is the, yeah.
Belief. I think they're good side.
Yeah, they
and
are.
Wolves are my second team.
And
yeah.
they'll come up there, man. Last year, they were fifth. They were fifth last season?
No.
Sixth.
Became seventh.
Seventh.
United
they
are
sixth. They were sixth, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
should know this.
Up, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, they were
talk
like
about your mid-table rivals. At least know those guys.
West Ham.
Oh, they are way above you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Abhishek, do you also concur or do you think Leicester has a...
No.
Chelsea, you guys have not been saying...
I think Chelsea is going to come fourth.
Yeah.
Arsenal third.
Really?
Second City and first Liverpool, and this will be the end of the league. Wow. At the end of the league.
And Leicester is not going
no,
to...
No, they'll choke at some point.
Dude.
Mm. They'll get a Europa place at best.
These are the same dialogues when they said about Claudio Ranieri as well. And look what happened after that. He was still looking for 40 points at the end of December. He said, let me just get to 40 and then we'll talk about it. And he just went on to win the league. Tottenham are the real chokers. They choked that season as well.
Yeah, even this one, they started okay. I mean, Harry Kane scored in August.
For the first time in a few years.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something.
And that's why they started doing badly.
Yes,
right.
They
so it's the reverse. Oh, did you see the last one on this spot? Did you see Leverkusen's tweet to Bayern Munich? When Spurs actually tweeted out saying that we are getting ready for NFL, so they just showed how their stadium is going to change for NFL. This was like 2 days after the Bayern beat them. So Leverkusen tweeted, Bayern, what have you done? You made them change the sport.
I didn't see that.
It was fantastic, dude.
Dude, Bayer Leverkusen and AS Roma are the best Twitter accounts ever.
Yeah,
man.
I think I'll stop watching football.
You saw the Colleen Rooney.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Rebecca Vardy.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in fantasy game and how it's going to affect Leicester players.
Oh, wow,
yeah. All right, guys. Richard, Abhishek, thank you very much for being in here.
Yep.
Barum,
whatever. Yeah, please write to us at @footytwaddle and Instagram and Facebook is footballtwaddle. We've been getting some messages. I think at some point we have to reply to them also, which we will. So, yeah, continue writing to us. Thanks a lot for listening to it.